Jenny Sue is hauling the last bags of trash out of Video World, which first opened in 1986. She handed in the keys on Monday. Her store sits in the Bethel Native Corporation building. There's a big wooden sign that bears the name. It's utilitarian, but the peeling paint patina adds a certain nostalgia for simpler times, when you had to go to the store to borrow a movie instead of endlessly scrolling through options on streaming platforms. The dusty light blue walls are lined with empty slots that once held racks of DVDs. The carpet is best described as neutral funky. This was where Sue worked almost every day for the last 8 years.
I work like 12 hours every day, you know. This place has never been painted or changed carpet for over probably 4 decades because we only close Christmas Day.
Jenny Sue and her husband took over the store from her husband's uncle. Her husband is from Bethel and was raised here by Korean immigrants. Jenny spent her early childhood in Seoul, and then her family relocated to Hawaii's Big Island. That's where she met her husband. She's the one that brought him back home.
I want to try something new and, you know, had to convince him.
Sue says that her small business slowed to a halt during the pandemic. But even without COVID lockdowns, the video sales industry was on the way out because people watch films online now.
We only lasted this long because the internet, they charge so much.
Melissa Valadez, a friend and customer of Sue's, said that when the movie theater opened a few years back, business got so bad that the store needed the income from selling pull tabs to stay open.
Kind of just started not doing so well. Rippy still kept it alive, but I think even that, you know, and then with the pandemic.
Sue officially stopped renting out videos a few years back, but she continued renting to a select group of 30 or so people who requested the service, including Valadez.
And, you know, because she trusted us, she knew we were going to return them.
Sue said that one of the shop's struggles had been customers who broke or mishandled the videos and tried to get their money back. But she said she liked most of her customers.
The regulars that I met, that they, even when they don't, you know, not for buying anything or renting, they still stop by and talk story.
Valadez and her sons will miss them when the Sioux return to Hawaii. Their families share a Korean culture, which is not uncommon here. Korean Americans are a higher portion of Bethel's population than any other community in Alaska, according to data from the 2010 U.S. Census.
My kids love them. They call Jenny Emo, which is aunt in Korean.
On the other hand, Valadez says she's happy for Jenny's upcoming move.
She's going to Hawaii. It's warmer.
In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.